This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Dr. Ryan Quarles says he's hoping the weather will improve soon so farmers can make progress on spring planting across Kentucky. Quarles says 2020 is starting off to be a tough year for agriculture.
When we look back at 2019, that was just such a tough production year for us. We had a wet, cold spring and then followed by a drought in a lot of areas of the state. And so 2020 is off to somewhat of a treacherous start, even when you don't even factor in the effects of COVID.
Commissioner Quarles says they're still assessing the damage that resulted from the frost May 9th.
We had a frost across Kentucky, just kind of dependent on where you were at about the severity of that. And as we know, it usually takes a few days to really assess the damage to, say, like wheat crops, et cetera. And so we're going to be getting information this week across Kentucky.
The commissioner says vegetable growers were also impacted by the frost.
A lot of our farmers market producers were covering strawberry crops, covering others. We know a lot of tomato plants that were not covered got shot, but some of those obviously you can replant a little bit easier than others. But we're hoping that the effects of the freeze are minimal. But we're just hoping that we continue to have better weather so our farmers get out in the field and get their crops in the ground.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Get ready for some great deals on Case IH equipment at H&R AgriPower with five locations across Kentucky. During the Case IH sales event, you'll find new Farmall, Bestro, Maxim, and Puma series tractors, along with our complete line of hay tools, all at a special rate. Offers like this won't last long, so contact us now for the best selection and call H&R AgriPower with locations in Hopkinsville, Mayfield, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Russellville, Kentucky.